The Yearbook, Internet Sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. You can subscribe. You can listen to it on iTunes, where it should sound exactly the same as it does right now. Yes, we are mailing this in. Believe us, nobody actually asked for this, but we are going to do a second Battle of the Network Stars edition of the program again, like we did last August, the way it should have been done in real life, with actual networks, not actually battling, with actual network stars. Not the way it was done. We're talking about the TV reboot where random people were divided up into TV heartthrobs and actors who play mechanics. Actually, that category would have been cool. So much has changed in network programming since last summer. For example, Last Man Standing is a good example. Last Man Standing is now eligible to be on the Fox team rather than ABC because it moved. But Molly Ephraim, one of the daughters, opted not to return. She's on two AMC shows, but AMC is not an actual network, so she can't play. Dang it, that is a big loss. Especially if we do a May 22nd team, has not been approved. Which brings us to Tim Allen of Last Man Standing. Tim Allen was a huge IndyCar fan, but we cannot find any evidence that he still is. What happened? He used to talk it up, and he had at least five drivers guest star in Home Improvement, but none that we could find on Last Man Standing. How great would it have been if IndyCar points leader and greatest driver of his generation, Scott Dixon, if you're a NASCAR fan, I think Jimmy Johnson, how great would it have been to have Scott Dixon show up on Fox this fall as a guest star and not be Scott Dixon, but just be like, here's your package from Amazon, Mr. Allen. Scott Dixon does not talk like that. First, Tim Allen's passion for IndyCar was here, then it went away, and we actually would like to know what happened to possibly the nation's most famous IndyCar fanatic. In a recent podcast, we talked about baseball commissioner Rob Manfred's criticism of the Angels' Mike Trout. Trout is the game's best player while also being approachable and modest, but MLB can't do anything with that. They need Trout to cheat on his wife with internet personalities while jumping out of a plane in a Super Bowl commercial. So Manfred makes these passive-aggressive comments about Trout not doing enough to promote himself, and the commissioner said those things the day after a huge Sports Illustrated article on Trout with quotes and everything was available in stores, and this was several days after the issue of SI arrived in mailboxes and people started reading it. Some will say, well, no big deal, no one reads anymore, which one is not true, and two, this is 9 pages of absolutely free national publicity. Some athletes never speak to any media, but do not include Trout in that category. Trout says in the article, and he's not being negative, Trout says he can't remember ever being invited onto a late night talk show. If that's accurate, MLB should blame itself first. 3 talk shows tape in Los Angeles. They can't convince anyone to even bring a camera to the park and ask Trout a couple of offbeat questions about Philadelphia. Trout's wife, who he totally should not cheat on with internet personalities, is supposedly a teacher. I'm interested already. No one wants those two as guests. No one will ask them 2 questions, not even noted sports fan Seth Meyers. Baseball has a 6-month nightly big media window in 26 major U.S. cities, but apparently MLB does not know how many leagues and sports would kill for that kind of exposure, because the only idea the commissioner can come up with is to complain about how bad baseball has it. After a 413-day hiatus, Better Call Saul, the series, finally comes back on Monday, which means, and this gives nothing away, we know nothing. How do all these people find stuff out ahead of time? We have no idea. Which means a likely Cinnabon reference. Each Saul season so far has had one working at Cinnabon's sequence. Now, none of this was allegedly planned. Near the end of Breaking Bad, which Better Call Saul is based on, the Saul character makes a joke about working at Cinnabon, which was said to be just a throwaway line. We guess, just picked Cinnabon, not a sinister long-term marketing plan. So 11 minutes after that Breaking Bad episode ends, Cinnabon tweets out employment information to the actor Bob Odenkirk, and Cinnabon has been in the spinoff once a year, usually in the premiere episode ever since. Attention, Rob Manfred. Cinnabon and Arby's get it. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Hopefully NFL.com revives its annual list of college football's smartest players. That category was part of the site's Countdown to College Ball, which this year is called 18 for 18, as in 2018. But college football's smartest players suddenly disappeared after 2016. It did seem kind of subjective. It wasn't a ranking based on numbers of GPAs or anything like that, and only included Division 1A, which means no Ivies. Although there are plenty of brilliant players outside of the Ivies, everyone wants those guys. Maybe the list being too subjective was a reason it suddenly disappeared, or maybe that category just didn't get enough clicks. NFL.com isn't even halfway through its 18 for 18 list yet, but so far the smartest players are not back. Digitally.